latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines. Brazilian forward Gabriel Jesus is looking forward to a great future at City after completing his move from Palmeiras. The 19-year-old's currently with the Brazil squad at the Rio Olympics. They'll make the move to City in January on a contract running to the end of the 2020-21 season. The deal for a reported £27 million sees the Blues continue their recruitment drive under boss Pep Guardiola, with the news coming a day on from them wrapping up a £37 million signing of German international winger Leroy Sané from Schalke. Jesus said City is one of the best clubs in the world. I'm pleased to sign. We have many great talents in the team. Fantastic manager in Pep Guardiola I can learn so much from. I'm looking forward to showing the City fans what I can do. I think we'll have a great future together. City's director of football, Tixi Bergestein, said they're delighted that Gabriel chose to join us. One of the most exciting prospects in world football and plays the game in a spectacular way. We'll look forward to him making a big impact at City in January. Well, City could make another signing this week. They're closing in on Colombia international Marlos Moreno. The 19-year-old winger will cost around £4.75 million if the deal from Atletico Nacional is completed. He would follow then Leroy Sané and Gabriel Jesus, whose deals have already gone through this week. Well, Ilkay Gundogan, who's also joined this summer, he's targeting the derby game against Manchester United next month after having the leg brace removed from his dislocated knee. The summer signing, desperate to step up his intensity and finally get his City career underway after a £21 million arrival from Borussia Dortmund. The 25-year-old injured himself playing a game of basketball at the start of his holidays, but he said, "I'm working hard on my rehab. I'm really looking forward to training normally with the guys, and I can't wait to get going properly. I just have to be patient for a while. Everything is going well. Hopefully I'll be back by the end of August, the beginning of September, maybe just after the World Cup qualifies, and perhaps the Manchester Derby. That would be very nice to return."